When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate is standing open. Come on in and let's visit. 60 years. That's how long my folks have been married. I stand amazed when I line up their marital devotion alongside other 60th anniversary contenders. The length of their days as a couple is as long as the number of years that NASA has been in business. 60 years ago in Rome, the foundations were laid for modern-day Europe, ushering in the longest period of peace in written history in Europe. This spring, the Kansas City Ballet celebrated its diamond anniversary. I love how the executive director reflected on the company's enduring success. He said, "It takes many committed people over a long period of time to mold a small, cheeky company into a community cultural institution." Say, that almost describes my parents' marriage. It took two committed people over a long period of time to mold their family into a cultural, albeit countrified, institution. You can't think of one without naming the other. They've formed the Clint and Jean Company. They may have never traveled to the moon, but they've weaned calves and babies by the signs of that space rock, according to the Farmer's Almanac. They didn't write a treaty and bring a continent together politically, but they have written their own history of unique and lasting memories. They never leaped in tutus across an urban stage, thankfully, but I've seen them two-step like they were wearing the same pair of boots. There ought to be an award, which makes me think of another 60th anniversary peer, the Guinness Book of World Records. Since 1958, the same year my mama and daddy got hitched, the ultimate authority in record-breaking achievements has been doling out honors from everything from NASA's first man on the moon to Europe's deepest manned ocean descent. And, of course, everything imaginable in between, like the longest fingernails or the tallest house of cards. I personally have authored a book about a Guinness World Record holder. His feet, lifting weights with his teeth. Yep, you heard right. Steve Schmidt, a farmer from mid-Missouri, is the world's undisputed teeth-lifting champion. Just goes to show that no matter what you commit to in life, marriage, space travel, national unity, a perfect pirouette, a very deep dive in the ocean, elongated nails, a house of cards, or teeth that can pull a train, you're making history with each passing day. If you want to learn more about that super strong farmer, visit thewordsout-brendablack.com and pick up your copy of Heart and Steel, The Strong Man Steve Schmidt Story. And if you have a record-breaking idea for something you'd like to hear in the pen, drop me a note at countrygalcorral@gmail.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.